KZX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's touted progress in shrinking the federal workforce, but a federal judge in California ruled that the Office of Personnel Management does not have authority to order the firings of probationary employees. But ABC's Rachel Scott says the ruling is not so clear-cut.
The unions that were suing the Trump administration celebrating this move, saying that it is a legal full stop. But the judge here not really providing so much clarity on what this means for workers that have already been let go. Will they be rehired? And again, only suggesting that these firings should stop, not ordering it.
Today, President Trump meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The two expected to sign a deal that grants the U.S. access to Ukrainian resources. The investigation in New Mexico continuing into the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife. A warrant said Hackman was found on the floor, his wife in a bathroom with a space heater near her head. And Pope Francis on day 15 in a Rome hospital, but no longer critical. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Dozens of Wisconsin farmers are currently waiting on millions of dollars promised to them by the federal government. The Dairy Business Innovation Program gives grants to more than 400 dairy farmers across the country to help them grow. Under the Trump administration, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has frozen those payments. 88 Wisconsin farmers were waiting on $6.5 million. Farmers who are due to get money applied for it in 2023, were approved in 2024, and started working on projects like growth or updating technology, knowing they would be reimbursed. But without that reimbursement, they could be in trouble. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says half of the grant recipients are small farms with fewer than five employees. People from the association will be traveling to Washington, D.C. next week to push for the release of this money. Senator Tammy Baldwin is also asking the USDA to resume the payments. She spearheaded the program. Meanwhile, Baldwin held a roundtable with Wisconsinites, many of whom are confused about changes from the federal government. Melissa Kay reports.
The first question outlined how chaotic things seem in Washington, D.C., and asked how to help calm the uncertainty people are living with every day.
It does feel a lot like chaos here.
Senator Baldwin said announcements are coming so fast and furious that it's difficult for hardworking citizens to keep up.
I will tell you that some of the chaos that we're experiencing is very purposeful.
A top Trump advisor said their strategy in the first days and weeks was to flood the zone. Many of the things proposed have resulted in lawsuits, making it even harder to understand what's going on. Baldwin said she's been spending time on the Senate floor reading letters from concerned constituents, and those voices and stories do make a difference. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Wisconsin players headed to the NFL. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. 300 of the best college football players here to interview and work out for NFL teams. One of them, Badgers safety Hunter Wohler, who saw his team fall to 5-7 and miss playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. I asked Wohler, who grew up in Muskego, Wisconsin, how concerned is he about the Badgers football program?
It's going in the right direction. I mean, obviously, the last 2 years haven't exactly been what I envisioned, what Coach Fickell has envisioned, but like, Coach Fick's a great coach. I have 100% faith that he's gonna get that program in the right place.
NBA, Bucks with a win over the Denver Nuggets, 121-112. Milwaukee getting help from guys off the bench in the fourth quarter, like Kyle Kuzma, Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, they made a great run for us. That cushion, that momentum, that was huge for us. You know, and again, I think as great as they've been, I think they're going to be so much better a few weeks, a month down the line, which is scary to think.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures, and we may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon. The wind west to northwest gusting to 40 or 45. Temperatures in the low 50s by midday, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny, not as windy, but colder. Our high tomorrow, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com. 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This weekend, we ask the question, where is the GOP? And we ask it to former RNC chairman Michael Steele.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Consumer confidence is at the lowest mark it's been for more than 4 years. Consumer confidence is this measure of how optimistic we are about the economy, and the answer right now is not very, to which I say, give it a minute. Donald Trump, I know he ran saying he's going to lower prices, make everybody rich. It's not like he promised he would do it all on day one. What are we on? What day are we on?
Day 37.
Oh, that's not day one. And how much do eggs, a dozen eggs cost?
Too much.
Oh, God. Outspoken said it best. Every single day in America with Trump as president is the worst day in history until the next day. Right? I was like, Jody, does it? So let me, okay, he's letting these awful sex traffickers, the Tate brothers. So we're importing our rapists now.
Yes.
So are they, is there jobs in his cabinet that are still open? Is that what?
Why not, right? Why not throw them in? Why not?
I don't.
Let's mix it up.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay, he had another, and Zelensky's coming to the White House to be blackmailed today and give up their minerals for some reason. Then he lied again in the CNN, or what do you call it, in the I was going to say CNN fact check. Poor Daniel Dale. Has he exploded yet? Like in Mars Attacks? Scanners? Is that a better reference? Yeah. He lied again that Europe gets their money back. They like lend it to them, that we gave more than, that we gave some 300. He keeps lying. And it's okay. Oh, and then they did the stunt with the, they gave just the right wing influencers the Epstein files that were completely redacted to cover up. I'm going to guess Donald Trump's name 11 billion times.
Yep.
Okay, so what else did I miss? Oh, you know what? Here's the Trumpers that we're supposed to reach out to. It's Tom, that guy.
That guy, he's so sweet.
He's nice.
He sounds so fun.
He found a 40-year-old, a picture of me and my mom at my dad's grave at Arlington the day we buried him. So it's my mom and I looking at my dad, who just died. And Tom posted, the bulimic ditch licker is now reading hate mail to fill time. And then he just put a mother's reaction when her daughter just told her she's a left-wing ditch licker.
Wow.
He seems nice.
That's the person I'm supposed to reach out after.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Jody and I, Bella, both have some unfortunate pictures, 40 pounds. We were both about, 30, 40 pounds heavier than we are now.
Oh, I was a lot heavier.
I can see why he thinks I'm a bulimic ditch licker. I mean, I'm not bulimic, but I can see. Thank you, Tom. Because I...
Well, remember,
when he leaves out bulimic, I'm like, what, do I look fat?
She gets very upset. She gets very upset when he leaves out the bulimic.
Okay. All right. You know what? Well, let's counter that with a love tweet. You know what the world needs now? A little love, sweet love. Artie says, this week's Stephanie Miller Show is perfection. We need more all-girl dynamic.
Aww. Yay! Thank you.
Aww. girl party. Girls. Yeah, except that we're importing rapists now. Oh my God, have you watched any video of these awful Tate brothers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're the worst.
Seriously, just when you think things can't get worse and he can't get more misogynistic and awful. Yeah, hang on. I have a bunch of threads on this. Hold, please, everyone. Okay. Hold on. Hang on.
Okay.
I don't even know. There's about, I think, 60 at least victims we know about.
Yeah.
Of these self-admitted sex traffickers, pimps, rapists. Underage child rapists. Shannon says the Tate story is now devolving into an international crisis spanning three countries involving multiple indictments over 60 named victims, dozens of charges. The Tate brothers are vile, repulsive, subhuman degenerates. Most conservatives have absolutely no idea who they are. They are self-admitted pimps, child rapists, sex traffickers, and pornographers. This is according to hundreds of hours of their own words captured in videos, and they posted a bunch of them. Most conservatives have no idea about this story because they've been betrayed by so-called conservative media. That's because some of the biggest names in Con Inc. have defended them or suppressed this story. This just in. President Trump claimed he's unaware of Andrew Tate's arrival in Florida.
Excuse me?
And he always has that same face when you know he's lying. And I don't know whether he's lying or demented or obviously both when he's like, I didn't call Zelensky a dictator. Yeah, did I say that? I wouldn't have said that. Not just the tape, Jody. It was 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm screaming. I don't mean to scream.
No, scream. Let it out.
This one. Elon Musk is desperate for air traffic controllers, asking those who left to come back. These clowns purge the FAA, and they're now asking for help. Also, he seems unaware that the mandatory retirement age is 56 years old because of the
stress
of the job. And so he's like, did anyone retire, want to come back now? No. Oh, my God. The nuke inspectors, the bird flu people, the Ebola. And by the way, he's lying. They didn't refund the Ebola prevention stuff. They just lie, and the press just reports it that, oh, he said he fixed that Ebola mistake. He didn't. We said this yesterday, but it's been confirmed now. Sorry, I need to turn over this 40-year-old picture of me. That is horrifying. Wow. Okay. Where am I? Yes, JoJo from Jurors, our beloved, said, I guess Trump put so many rapists in his administration, he now has to import new ones. it appears to be. Okay. Brooklyn Dad Defiant, our friend, says, I'm old enough to remember when Trump tried to say people in the Biden administration were incompetent, but none of them accidentally fired the Ebola team or the nuclear weapons folks. Right. I mean, isn't just the sheer incompetence and chaos, do you think it's seeping in at all?
Some people?
Yeah. Okay. Covey said, remember when Joe Biden was president and you didn't wake up every morning wondering what critical service a billionaire destroyed in an overnight ketamine bender? Yes. We cover this on Patreon. They're all on drugs. Does that make anyone concerned? If you listen to Noel Castler about Trump's lifelong drug addiction, and then you look, what were you saying, Bella? He was looking for the K-hole.
Oh, yeah, no, he was trying to come back down.
Yeah, okay, that's comforting. You know, that's, so all these decisions, like, oopsie, you don't want to hear the word oops and Ebola in the same sentence.
Right. No.
But that's then probably someone went, are you high? And he's like, oops. Yes, quite obviously.
If he had his sunglasses on, for sure.
Because sometimes in Hollywood, that's just douchebaggery, the dark glasses at night.
Well, there was a whole song called Sunglasses at Night.
Yes, right, yes. Nubian says, I'm going to save you some time with the Epstein files. Every GOP member will be redacted, and they will have Democrats uncovered. There is no way they will release the full file. It's a distraction. And you could tell from Trump's lying answer, I think it was even on Fox News, will you release the Epstein? And he's like, yeah, sure I would. You know, maybe not, because, you know, sometimes there's phony stuff in there. I'm like, oh, let me guess, because you're, and by the way, the flight logs were already released a long time ago, and he's all over them.
Yep.
Jody, do you feel like what did I say yesterday? Elephant is in the room, and there's the emperor's clothes are not
on there.
Right. Are we, He just let two sex traffickers.
Yes.
Isn't it? Okay. I'm just, they ran on the whole, like, all liberals are pedophiles or something.
Some of that.
Or drag queens or something. Mm-hmm. Can't read to kids. But
right.
The
right.
Kate's.
Actual sex traffickers.
I was going to gesticulate wildly. Okay. Also, we were just talking about this, what do you call it, AI Gaza, Trump Gaza video, which is, it's hard to fathom all the layers of awful it is. Here's Jimmy Kimmel on that.
You know, there's a lot of weird stuff on the internet, especially with AI, but this is a video that was posted on the official social media accounts of and by the President of the United States. Even Kim Jong-un is like, that's a little much, you know? It's that video, it's a perfect example of who Donald Trump is. He doesn't think about the death or the suffering. He doesn't care about the people who've been killed or held hostage or don't have homes. What does he care about? Building hotels on that. There is no problem that can't easily be solved with a real estate development named after him. The worst part is he thinks that looks like fun. He thinks it looks great. It's like a cruise ship crashed into Saddam Hussein's house or something. Who would even want to go to a place like this?
Yeah. By the way, Jody, you and I were talking about before the show that as ridiculous as everything he does, I can't even imagine what people think when they see the pictures of him and Netanyahu sitting there laughing and drinking on a site where he has presumably completed the genocide and you know, built Trump Gaza. But how this is going to inflame right? People around the world.
Oh, absolutely.
To the degree that we're less safe, that we could be the, you know, attack of a target of a terrorist attack. And then he'll go, oh, see, I was right about the Muslim ban, about we should flatten Gaza. Because, look, we've been attacked by Islamic terrorists again. When this whole thing, it's designed to inflame.
It is.
Muslims. Yeah, Ricky said, what in the actual is going on? Trump posts a bizarre AI-generated video of him and Musk building a Trump Gaza resort on the rubble of Gaza, dancing in money on their beaches, resurrecting a giant gold statue of himself in the middle of Gaza on his official Instagram account, and yet people still support him. I feel like I'm going insane. I mean, it's hard to tell if there is a line. Johnny Pomodessa, who's posts a lot, said Donald Trump did something so vile last night, even his own supporters turned on him. Trump Gaza has led to a massive outcry against him on Truth Social. All I can say is this, it's about damn time. I don't know. I've heard there's some stuff about the Tate brothers. You're like, is there anything that are going to wake up these motherfuckers to what a vile human being this is? I don't know. You know, we're just like anecdotally right now, right? Trying to figure out, like, okay, is that people losing their actual jobs? People, you know, realizing, I mean, obviously, if you're looking at these town halls and initial polling, but ay, ay, ay. Okay. Yes, thank you. Borowitz report said the only thing more embarrassing than voting with North Korea at the UN is turning over your government to the guy who invented the Cybertruck. I mean, just based on it, who said that on our show this week? It looks like two toasters tried to mate. It's just the ugliest thing. Okay.
No, every time I see them in public, I get really sad. Yeah.
You're like, I didn't think they made penises that small.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. And one last one. Kathleen says all three news services, AP, Reuters, and Bloomberg, were prevented from covering the White House cabinet meeting. We have truly arrived in Soviet Russia without even leaving our homes. He's caught on tape saying to the Fox News reporter, say the meeting was unbelievable. Telling him what to say, dictating him what to say, which I'm sure he will. Oh, did poor Daniel Dale? Let's just try to give him a little. Poor guy. Which ones are this? This is him trying to fact check 10.
There was just so much in this cabinet meeting. So let me run through some of the big ones. We heard this claim again from the president. He's been saying it over and over in the past week that the U.S. has provided Ukraine with $350 billion worth of aid and that this is about three times what Europe collectively has provided. That is not true. The $350 billion number is not true, nor is the idea that the U.S. has provided way more than Europe. So according to a think tank in Germany that closely tracks this aid, it is Europe that has collectively provided more aid to Ukraine than the U.S. has. In terms of aid committed, it's about double, about $260 billion for Europe to about $125 billion for the U.S. In terms of aid allocated, it's narrower, but Europe still leads. The president also repeated this claim he's been saying over and over, that the U.S. ranks 40th out of 40 in some education rankings.
Also not correct.
And
he said the U.S. is the only country with mail-in voting. It simply isn't. He said the U.S. took in hundreds of billions of dollars from China in the tariffs he imposed in the first term. In fact, Americans paid those tariffs. Americans make those tariff payments. And it's not true that Trump was the first president to impose tariffs on China. He said that we lose 300,000 people to fentanyl deaths every year. In fact, it's about 60,000 deaths per year. Still a tragedy, of course, horrible, but nowhere close to what he's saying. He said the European Union does not take American farm products. In fact, it is the fourth biggest market for U.S. agricultural exports, at $13 billion per year. He offered another alternate history of the European Union's formation, saying it was formed to screw, take advantage of the U.S. In fact, it was formed with U.S. support, so not even close to correct.
Give that man combat pay.
I know.
God bless him. Oh, by the way, I'm wearing my I'm Not Buying Your Stupid Book T-shirt from StephanieMiller.com. Don't buy it today. Economic blackout. Buy it tomorrow. But don't buy Jake Tapper's book ever. Can you believe with all of this going on, this sums up everything that's wrong in America, why we are here. Yep. He wrote a book about Biden's decline. Are you kidding me? Trump is about to bring on the rapture, and you're writing oh, my God. This is how we exactly how we got here. I'm not buying your stupid book. Okay. Guess what? We have Barb McQuaid.
You did it all by yourself.
I did. I'm a big girl. Our legal lady, Barb McQuaid. There's a lot of legal things. John Fugle saying, Frangela. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Stamps.com and My Flexibility and
Individual Liberty.
Thank you. tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, documents, packages can be done on your time. Bella's like, what's a check? It simplifies all your postage meets, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday. Not as flexible as my tongue on pronouncing things. Okay, it means you can decide when and where to invest your time. It handles all your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone any time, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Let's go. Hurry up. Must be this tall. No, you don't have to be. There's not a thing like that. Okay, stamps.com. Use the code Stephanie. You get a four-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com. The code is Stephanie.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Let me tell you about my new best friends at Native Path. It's made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It also is completely flavorless. I put it in my coffee. You can do your smoothie, soup, you name it. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands, no clumping at all. And Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands and only available at our special link. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do that one already. Thank you, Brooklyn Dad. I'm old enough to remember Trump tried to say people in the Biden administration were incompetent. None of them accidentally fired the Ebola team or the nuclear weapons folks. Yeah, there's that. By the way, did you see, what's the guy who looks like Oddjobs? What's his name? Steven somebody. He takes a picture of the stationery that Jen Psaki left in her drawer and went, oh, look how important she was. She had stationery with her name on it. She just tweeted
how
back.
How many people have that?
Yeah, she said, would hope you had more important things to worry about. You know, the cost of eggs, childcare, veterans waiting for care could literally go on. But hey, since you raised it, I purchased these myself to write notes to colleagues and staff to thank them for their work and also to write back to people who wrote me, including kids. How dare I? But this is the kind of just like dumb stuff they're focused on.
My mom has that. And like, if she sends it to some.
I know, I have one right there.
I know. But if she sends it to, like, a thank you note to me, she just crosses her name out.
Just cross it, like, with a Sharpie and then just mom. Yeah.
Okay.
Could she do that for mine? Just asking. Steve in Chicago, hello.
Good morning, Steffi.
Good morning, honey bun.
Hey, listen, I'm a former Marine. I'm driving up the Great Lakes Naval Base up here in the north side of Chicago, in Waukegan, and I'm going to raise some hell. I want to see what's going on with the VA cutbacks. I was in a program up there for a long time. I had some dark times in my life, and it saved my life.
Yeah.
And these MFers are effing with it,
I know.
And I'm ticked off.
I know. And I hear you. I hear you. You know, it's getting to the point, by the way, where I'm hearing, like, even right-wing radio shows, people are calling in pissed.
Yeah.
So, what you want to bet they stop taking calls, right? I mean, the Republicans have said they're not going to have town halls anymore. They're just going to pretend that this isn't happening everywhere. Anita in San Antonio, real quick. Hey, Anita.
Good morning. You know, I finally saw a clip of Rachel Maddow's response to Joy Reid getting fired.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was disappointed because what MSNBC did was cave to the Trump administration and their ridiculous racist DEI crap.
Yes.
So I think she should have quit. I think no, she should have quit.
I disagree. She says, by the way, the ratings are in. It was the most watched program in the most important 20 adults 25-54 demo.
Yep.
Yeah. And by the way, Rachel did the right thing. Let's talk to John Fugelsang coming up and Barb McQuaid.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Madison mystery, the Esquire Supper Club, is closed. There's a note on the door that says, quote, due to the unimaginable, the Esquire Supper Club is closed, end quote, and thank people for their support. Nobody seems to know what happened yet. The Sherman Avenue staple first opened in 1947 and was sold to new ownership last year. A new Metro Transit service begins on Monday. They'll be adding routes to Monona. One of the main stops will be the Civic Campus, which includes the library and City Hall. They'll also stop at Monona Grove High School, Aldo Leopold Nature Center, and the Dutch Mill Park and Ride. The new service will be hourly on weekdays. And it's the last day of Black History Month. Lisa Hale introduces us to a Wisconsin man working for inclusion every day.
Timber Smith is a formidable force in the Fox Valley community, working for the city of Appleton as the special assistant to the mayor for community, culture, and belonging. Smith is also the co-host of the city's Appleton Engaged podcast.
We're just people and we want good things for our families and we want safety and we want good schools for our kids and we want a good job that we feel respected in. We're not different. We sure share a whole lot together, and that's what makes us community, and we should probably take care of each other.
A modern, everyday look at African-American lives.
Because there's so many stereotypes and so many sometimes just blatantly wrong narratives associated with African-Americans in the country, to have a spotlight of us just being and doing what every other American does, I think there's just so much to that.
For connecting community, promoting service, and encouraging belonging for all living in the Fox Valley area, Timber Smith is a modern-day Black history maker. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures, and we may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon. The wind west to northwest gusting to 40 or 45. Temperatures in the low 50s by midday, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny, not as windy, but colder. Our high tomorrow, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Trigvi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is out today, but I, Greg Bach, am your guest host. And the weekend's almost here, so we're going to talk news, and this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Trump talked about all the stuff Doge is cutting and all the stuff they're not cutting, and it got weird. That long, rambling response actually reminds me of circumcision, because somebody really should have cut that head off. Now, Elon Musk is not a cabinet secretary, but he was in the meeting because he is in charge of Doge. We think. You see, in court filings, for reasons that are unclear, the White House has continued to insist that he's not in charge of Doge. And the press secretary of the White House has, on multiple occasions, again, for reasons that are unclear, refused to say who is in charge of Doge. Until finally last night, the White House changed course for reasons that are unclear and revealed that the acting Doge administrator is career government official Amy Gleason, seen here saying, "Wait, I'm what?"
Thank you, Stephen Colbert. Okay, speaking of TV, folks, so I could not disagree more strongly with my beloved Anita in San Antonio. That I'm glad Rachel's in there staying in the fight with us. Mm-hmm. It's the last thing I would want her to do is quit, but she was incredibly brave and, you know, defending and going after her own network, defending Joy Reid, all the other people that work there.
Yep.
And I just was saying the KJ tweets, the ratings are in. Joy Reid's final show at MSNBC, it was MSNBC's most watched program in the all-important adults 25-54 demo. As Rachel Maddow said, the network will regret letting Joy go. That's what I would do. Put MSNBC on blast.
Yep.
About that.
Absolutely.
That they may, I think, and I've seen a lot of it, people saying the weekend show is great, it should replace Morning Joe.
Yep.
No offense. And by the way, we've had Joe and Mika on this show.
Right.
I don't dislike them personally. I just think you cannot, they modeled cowardice, and they're the liberal network, and they modeled it first. Rachel Maddow modeled courage, in my opinion. And here we go, just while we're talking about ratings, Fox and Friends drew more than twice the viewership of Morning Joe, which has lost nearly half its audience. I mean, sorry, the DEI hires, quote-unquote, at MSC appear to be the white people, just saying. Fox News' top-ranked program got 1.5 million viewers, a 29% increase. Morning Joe has seen its audience shrink by 40% in the post-election period, from 1.1 million before the election to just 651,000. You can't tell me this was a business thing.
No,
Jody. I mean, it's the struggling show has even been beaten by left-leaning rival CNN. I've switched to CNN in the morning in the past 2 months. Data shows Morning Joe, meanwhile, has been hemorrhaging viewers in the 25-54 demographic. Prior to November 5th, the show was averaging 123,000 viewers in that age group. Since then, the number has shrunk to just 67,000 viewers. Wow. The couple struggled to win back viewers after revealing they visited Trump's Mar-a-Lago. They were eviscerated for kissing the ring, despite calling Trump a fascist in the months leading up to the election. CNN's morning crew is making gains against MSNBC. They outperformed Morning Joe in 25-54 for the second straight month in February. Jody, come on. The writing's on the wall.
It is.
Right? And by the way, the reason they're promoting the weekend show, because their ratings are doing great. And MSNBC's ratings in general have rebounded since Trump's been inaugurated and this whole, you know, show has started. So.
Right.
Just saying, there is still time. Make the right choice. Bring Joy Reid back. Okay. All right. I'm an amateur TV programmer in my free time. Okay. Speaking of ratings, Fred says, I was assured Gavin Newsom was toast politically after the L.A. fires. 52% of Californians, 55% of likely voters approve of how Governor Newsom is handling his job. Notably, approval of Newsom is the highest in Los Angeles at 61%. Ay, ay, ay. Yeah, because we don't live in a Fox News talking point. We actually lived through the fires.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, I forgot while we were on the MSNBC story. That Megyn Kelly seems nice, doesn't she?
Oh,
she's
yeah.
So sweet. Sweet girl. I feel like it's
I feel like there's nothing but Rachel Maddow in her burn book. Don't you think?
I think so.
Megyn Kelly thinks Rachel Maddow should be punished. Oh, do you, Megyn?
Really?
For going after MSNBC bosses over Joy Reid's firing. Kelly said she really is one of the most annoying people on television.
Mm. Oh my God.
Does she own a mirror? I'm just wondering. Mm. Okay. She oozes sanctimony and self-righteousness, and here's the real capper. She took her boss's faces and rubbed them in last night. Do you feel like Megan might be a little bit bitter over getting fired by NBC?
Bitter.
Okay. And how wildly successful Rachel is? She said she should be fired. They won't fire her because I won't say the P word, but they're all a bunch of P's, and she's the only one who comes close to putting numbers on the board. But what she got away with on air last night was absolutely disrespectful. It was insubordinate, and it's It's just evidence of how she's somebody who evinces an affected or hypocritical holiness, a feeling or display of moral. Could you just load the shut up cannon? Just whatever is in the shut up cannon's fine for Megyn Kelly. Just let her rip.
Okay. Shut up!
Shut up!
You shut up!
Shut up!
You shut up!
All right, I said to get that out of my craw. Dave in Massachusetts. Hello, Dave.
Hi, great to talk to you.
Thank you. You too.
I'm wondering, as good as AOC and Jim McGovern and Jasmine Crockett are, a voice I really miss hearing is Kamala Harris. And I'm wondering, I mean, she got 75 million votes and ran a great campaign. I'm wondering why she's not out there more. Has she been sidelined, or is she just not willing to do it, or what?
She just gave an amazing speech last week when she won the NAACP award. But, I mean, I feel like I don't know what people expect of her, Jody. You know,
I don't either. What is she supposed to do?
You know me. I would just be drunk and shouting, I told you so every day if it was me.
But I also fear she may, if she does speak out more, then right wingers will just call her a sore loser.
You lost.
And she doesn't need that. Yeah. She doesn't need that, and it's unnecessary.
Well, and Donald Trump is the only one we've ever had that never shuts his gap. Whether he wins, loses, whatever. But, you know, generally, the other candidate doesn't keep just. I mean, obviously, you know, the elections have consequences, and here we are. I think she, you know, speaks out at specific moments. I have heard, you know, people say, and I agree with that, what about all the former presidents? I mean, we are at such a crisis point in this country. Where are, if you want to do something in a bipartisan way, where are the former presidents, right?
Yeah.
You know, where's Chris Wray about what's happening at the FBI? Right. I mean, it's anyway. Okay. Yes, Chris said, meanwhile, in America, the party who claims to protect children from drag queens reading them stories are literally now importing people wanted for sex trafficking. Okay, so we will talk to John Fugelsang about the fake Christians that seem to.
The funny thing about, do you remember when The Sound of Freedom, that movie came out, and a lot of right-wingers were like, this is what we should be focusing on.
Is it about child trafficking?
Yes. Isn't that ironic?
That's weird.
And they were campaigning for that hard to, you know, take away from other movies coming out.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is important. We need to talk about this. Why aren't we talking about it now?
And can I just say this trans thing in the military, like, okay, even though, again, it impacts 0.00001% of you, a trans girl playing badminton in your state, you know, but that's a totally different issue. They're really people that are willing to take a bullet for America. You know, you don't want them either. Right. Hegseth just disqualified every single one of our current trans military members from their service. They love this country enough to die for it, but their country couldn't return even basic human respect. I mean, is that something people really want? Like, yeah. Okay. Elon Musk, where was I? Yeah, but America lost 30 million jobs in the last 30 days. Nice going, cult 47. Wow, I didn't realize that was the number we're up to. It's quite extraordinary, isn't it? 2024, if you don't elect Trump, you're voting to allow sex traffickers to pour across the border. 2025, Trump fights to get infamous sex traffickers, the Tate brothers, released into our borders. That's where we are today. Have we heard anything from, like, Speaker God Warrior about
this? No.
No?
Yeah.
And one last one. Brian Krasenstein says, I have an inefficiency to report to Dodge. Trump paid to have 20 social media influencers come to the White House in order to give them publicly available Epstein information to pretend that he was releasing new material. Mm-hmm. What was the thing he signed yesterday in the big Sharpie?
I don't know.
No illegals are going to get Social Security.
They don't.
Yes, currently. No illegal immigrants get Social
They
Security.
Pay into it,
but he
get
wrote
it back.
He just always assumes that there is some segment that is stupid enough to buy these stunts, right?
Enough. Yeah, yeah. You voted for him.
Yes. Hello, Evan says you can erase Donald Trump's name from the Jeffrey Epstein list, but you can't erase his name from the Jeffrey Epstein flight logs. If you've seen the logs, it's right there. Okay. Right. Brooklyn Dad again says, so let me get this straight. The guy found liable for the sexual assault of E. Jean Carroll, credibly accused by dozens of others, pressured a foreign nation to release two people accused of human trafficking, and staged a false release of the Jeffrey Epstein files in which he is all over phone and flight logs to social media clowns, and people are surprised.
Yep.
Okay. Jeremy said, I have actually led Ebola outbreak response at USAID. This is bunk from Elon. They have laid off most of the experts. They're bankrupting most of the partner organizations. They've withdrawn from WHO and muzzled the CDC. What's left is a fig leaf effort to cover their asses politically. He did not undo what he did. His, you know, Ebola oopsie. Okay. What is it? William in, or Lana, sorry, in Wyoming. Hello, Lana.
Hello.
Hi.
I just want to say that it's time that we quit talking about all the things he's doing. It's clear that we can see it, right?
Right.
Like, it is so disgusting. And it's time that we start mobilizing. We need to start talking about congressmen.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, there you are. You're back. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry, you dropped out for a bit.
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. We need to start mobilizing. We can't just keep talking about it because we know that he's a creep.
Right.
And that he's a big orange turd and he should be flushed. But we can't do that unless
right.
we mobilize.
Right.
We start doing what we need to do. We figure out what congressman is up for re-election in other states. We
right.
start doing the things we need to do. We need to put big, bold print children that are dying in Sudan because they don't have stuff. That's 1% of our budget. 1%.
Less than, Lana, you less know, than 1%. Wait, this one, Mehdi Hassan
yeah,
tweeted.
Yeah.
Let me just, Mehdi Hassan tweeted about this doctor who was a USAID doctor, said all malaria supplies protecting 53 million people, mostly children, including bed nets, diagnostics, preventative drugs, and treatments terminated. There are no words that sufficiently describe this level of cruelty and sadism. I mean,
yeah.
Lana, the fact that we're in a place, though, where we have to, people only seem to vote their self-interest to go, like, that stuff's going to come here.
You know what happened?
Malaria is going to come
what
here.
Happened? If it comes here, we're dead.
Yeah.
We couldn't handle COVID. I work in a hospital. We couldn't handle COVID.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're like.
We're misinformation.
We're sitting here in 2025 going, what's going to get us first, right?
Mm-hmm.
The, you know, measles, some new strain of COVID, malaria, bird flu. I mean, it's, and you know, you have this head of HHS that says, oh, this is not unusual, right?
Well, and yeah, and when it all comes to their door, there's going to be something different to be said. Like I said, it's time that we show graphic pictures of this stuff. We're also hurting the peanut farmers that provided those essential nutrition nutrition for those children and people that were dying from malnutrition and not enough water.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yep, I hear you, Mama.
And I live in Wyoming, so I want you to know I live in Wyoming, and I'm a very rare breed in Wyoming that is just freaking out. My husband is on the verge of divorcing me over this because I won't shut up about it.
You know what? You just call my show every morning and then don't talk to him about it and we'll save your marriage, all right?
I'm just saying it's so sad that people can't acknowledge the truth.
I know.
My husband works in the oil industry and we've drilled more in the last 6 years than we have in the last 10.
Yep.
So don't say drill, baby, drill. People don't want to drill because it costs too much, you idiots.
Lana, you call me every day if you want. Your husband can just...
Okay.
All right. Love you.
Mwah.
Hang in there. See? You're not alone, even if you're a little blueberry in big red Wyoming. And there's probably only three other people that actually live in Wyoming she could talk to. So just call me. Let's just... 323-410-0458. If you're a blueberry, you just call me and vent. Don't you, stupid husband. Okay. Wow. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yes.
There's a way, Lana, you can make a difference, right? Because I know you feel like you're just screaming into a windstorm.
Yep.
Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. One small, easy thing you can do. You're there, bam, you're with a company that aligns with your values. Every month they donate to progressive nonprofits. They're going to need our help more than ever right now. Friends of the Earth, yeah, pooey, drill, baby, drill, pooey. Okay. March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, Planned Parenthood, on and on. $95 million over the years. You get to vote for which nonprofit gets your help. So get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone and your current number. And Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
Are you having a party or something?
Nonstop.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
National Make a Friend Day is today. Make a friend. How to observe National Make a Friend Day. Make a friend at work or at school, in the community, or just about anywhere. Introduce one friend to another. Give a shout out to a friend who makes your life better. Sam, have you made any friends lately?
No.
Okay. Thank you for playing our game.
We work in radio. We don't make friends.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, Go, Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. Oh, okay, the Stephanie Miller Show, correction. So the Philadelphia Eagles did not decline an invitation to the White House. Little tiny baby, you know, poopy diaper man didn't invite them this time because he's still in a snit from the last time they rejected the White House invitation. So he didn't invite them this time. So technically they didn't decline, but he didn't invite them because he knew they would have declined again. Okay. We've cleared that up. Ricky says, nothing says transparency quite like redacting most of the Epstein files, including the most damning evidence that connects the orange felon. Yeah, that's the, that's what they released. All just Lord. Okay. Do you have, we were warned? I think so. We have, Washington Post headline, low-income Americans who voted for Trump say they're counting on him to keep their benefits intact, even while his cabinet picks and Republican lawmakers call on him to reduce federal spending. Sunday Girl says most of the people profiled in this article rely on some form of public benefit that they need to survive, yet they voted for a guy who said he would cut those benefits. Now that he's won, they hope he won't deliver on his campaign promises, because some something critical thinking.
You were warned, you dummy twits. You were warned, we tried to tell you.
You know who else said all of it? Not just him. Kamala Harris said all of this. Mm-hmm. All of it. Okay. Just, you know, Google it. Nah, not important now. Hi, Jen in Chicago. Hello.
Hi, Stephanie. I'm enjoying the girl party. So
I know.
Much.
Yay.
Sweet. Last day, though, but it's been
I'll be back next week. We will see her next Tuesday.
Yay. That's so cool. Oh, my gosh. I love that Fly Like an Eagle song, too. This is, like, such a great day for me. And thank you so much for taking your picture with me at Max and Benny's over the summer.
Oh, yeah. Squee. But, anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know that I let Richard Chu know yesterday that I agreed that I supported Rachel Maddow in staying at MSNBC because, for one thing, your example of staying with X because, you know, it's a platform and you want to be heard. And I think that's reason enough to stay, even if you don't like where at the party that you're at. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, there's so many avenues of disinformation. Anybody that's putting out factual information that will help us get this country back, I'm for, right? Wherever they're doing it. So anyway, thank you, Jen. Appreciate it.
So appreciated.
All right.
Have fun.
Okay, bye-bye. William in Virginia. Hello, William.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, go ahead.
Since we were talking about Rachel Maddow, I just wanted to pass on that they did punish her by removing her junior staff, like the next day they left her with her senior executive producer.
They're saying it's because, you know, she shared staff with Alex Wagner, who's now not doing the other four nights, but we'll see. I don't you know, you'd have to ask Rachel if she felt that was retaliatory or it was going to happen anyway, but anyway, I'm just glad she's out there telling the truth, and I hope she does it for 11 billion more years. Right. Did you see Trump? Said, as usual, Sleepy Joe left us a total mess. The budget from last year is still not done. Ronald said, translation, we still can't get our heads out of our asses long enough to get things done and govern. So we have to continue Nancy Pelosi's 2022 budget again for a few more months and let Musk cause chaos so they can blame him and not notice our incompetence. Oh, my God. And I was just saying, if this stupid Trump Gaza video causes a terrorist attack, how much you want to bet? It won't be his fault. He'll blame Biden. He'll blame, Muslim people again. I mean, it is totally inflammatory on purpose, that video. I'm just looking forward to every single thing he's going to blame Joe Biden for. And it's okay. Oh, I have a Little House on the Prairie tweet that I saved for Frances because she's obsessed. Someone said, did we survive COVID just to die from measles? What is this, Little House on the Prairie?
I know three actors on that show.
Really?
All right. Barb McQuaid, our legal lady, next.
a new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director and driving force behind the film Green and Gold, Anders Lindwall. Comedian James Connolly and Max Inc. co-host Terry Barr joins us for Barr Band Friday Night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at CivicMedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. American consumers cut their spending last month. It fell by 0.2 percentage point. A favorite inflation gauge used by the Federal Reserve showed inflation continued to decline. But could President Trump's tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China reverse the inflation trend?
I find that it's not about inflation. It's about fairness. And the inflation for us has not existed. And I don't think it's going to exist.
He said those countries must do more to stop fentanyl from entering the U.S. Mexico has sent 29 drug cartel figures back to the U.S., including one who was behind the killing of a U.S. DEA agent in 1985. Later this morning, President Trump will welcome Ukrainian President Zelensky. The two expected to sign an agreement that gives the U.S. access to Ukrainian mineral rights. The federal government continues to cut itself in size. Latest job layoffs, hundreds of weather forecasters at NOAA. This is ABC News.